August 19, under God's searching eye, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians 4:22-24. Provision has been made whereby every soul that is struggling under sinful practices may be made free from sin. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. The Christian is not to retain his sinful habits and cherish his defects of character, but he is to be renewed in the spirit of his mind after the divine similitude. Whatever may be the nature of your defects, the Spirit of the Lord will enable you to discern them, and grace will be given you whereby they may be overcome. Through the merits of the blood of Christ, you may be a conqueror, yes, more than a conqueror. Ask the Lord to reveal to you yourself. Place your life under His searching eye, and when He lays hold upon your case, you will see that you have made grievous mistakes, and what you supposed was of little importance was offensive in the sight of heaven. You will see that there is a decided need of thorough transformation of character. You will realize that you must put away the evil of your doings and cooperate with God and heavenly angels who are sent to minister unto those who shall be heirs of salvation. Self must die. Every practice, every habit that has a harmful tendency, however innocent it may be regarded by the world, must be battled with until overcome, that the human agent may perfect a character after the divine pattern. The crooked ways, the perverse doings of those around us are not to dim the luster of our piety or to lead us to conform our habits to and assimilate our customs and practices with the world's. Let the prayer go forth from lips of those who claim to be the sons and daughters of God. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139:23-24.